Well, I'm so excited to be here to talk to you about my favorite subject, drone fever. I run the UAS practice at Hogan Lovells Law Firm. Just a few years ago, of course, people thought it was crazy to think that a law firm would have a drones practice, but they're increasingly popping up. My background is in emerging technologies generally. In policy, I worked in the administration for several years, both at the White House and Department of Justice, focused on emerging technologies. And my last job in 2013 and 2014 was asked to run drones policy at the Department of Justice and work with the White House interagency team that was tasked with integrating drones into our national airspace. So all of this is pretty new. My goal today is to give you an overview of some of the legal and policy issues facing companies that are increasingly getting into the space and just an overview of drone policy generally. I would love for this to be a little more of a conversation. I think we actually have a few extra minutes too. So please feel free to raise your hand at any time and I'll take questions as we go. Looking forward to it. So, you know, as is kind of the theme across this technology law conference, of course, technology has moved so quickly forward, and the policymaking has really lagged behind. I quickly saw that during my time in federal government when increasingly companies were very interested to use drone technology, but we didn't have any rules in place to actually enable that from the federal government side. That is part of what motivated me to go to the private sector, where I figured I could do help actually even more in terms of moving drones policy forward. I now lead the practice at Hogan Lovells. I also lead the Commercial Drone Alliance, which is an independent 501c6 focused on moving the commercial drone industry forward. Generally the policies move quickly forward. The policies lag behind while technology moves quickly forward. Both the hardware...